And welcome back to Kidman Talk. Communication hacks. That's right. Time-saving cheats in email, in social media, and in video editing. I've got the goods for you today. Hi, this is Carl Bastian, a.k.a. The Kidologist, coming to you from Kidology.org, where our mission, as it has been for over 25 years, is to equip and encourage you in your ministry to kids. Hey, really quick, if you're watching this on Facebook, make sure you're part of our Facebook group. There's lots of great groups out there. The Kidology group is unique, and that is an inside track to asking me questions and to finding out what's new on Kidology. You can search for it or just go to kidology.org/Facebook. And it'll redirect you there. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. It helps support our ministry. We appreciate it very much. And of course, if you're listening on iTunes or any other podcast platform, be sure you subscribe as well. Today, I want to give away some of my favorite secrets for communicating. But more important than just the communicating is the time-saving little hacks I'm going to show you, how I communicate with better quality in less time. Would you like to learn that? All right, then let's do it. Let's talk Kidman. Hey, I always enjoy these times to get to hang out with you, share some of the things that I've learned in my ministry as I serve full-time as a children's pastor at a church here in Colorado. And I also want to give you a little bit of update on some of the things that are going on. Now, some people have been emailing me, texting, messaging, hey, you haven't done a podcast in a while. Well, that's because for the last 2 months, I have been fully devoted to my Level Up coaching students. And so the time I normally spend podcasting, I have spent on Zoom calls and making custom videos and answer to their questions and needs and spending time with them. But the good news for you is not just that I'm back today, but that I am launching a brand new summer session of a Level Up coaching. You got to go to kidology.org/level-up. There are only a few spots left, and I hope you'll consider snagging it up. You know, I know summer's busy. Not only do you have church events, you've got some family vacation time, I hope, but at the same time, it is a strategic time to start thinking about the fall and how you can make this fall even better than previous years by leveling up an area of your ministry. And this is personalized coaching. I help guide you through an evaluation process, choosing an area of your ministry that you need to level up. You may already know what it is. You may say, I'm not sure where to begin. Either way, I'm going to help you with some specific areas of your ministry to level them up. And that's why several of my students in this session, they're returning from the last session because they've seen and experienced the value of personal coaching. So go check out kidology.org/level-up. Few spots left. I'm praying they get snagged up before we begin next week. The other thing I want to challenge you to check out is our latest series from It Bible Curriculum. It just recently dropped. It's a really fun video game series called Power Up. And new to It Bible Curriculum is some new bonus media packs. And I got to tell you, I put the teaser trailer out on social media and my boss shared it. And he said, Carl, this is legit. If you put stuff out like this, families of today are going to be drawn. They're going to want to come because they're drawn to quality. But I put this together through a partnership with 1230 Kids Media. You've got to check it out. In fact, I got to do this in post-productions. I'm just going to show you the quick trailer for this series that you can use in promoting it as well. Hit it.
Followers of Jesus have the Spirit living inside them. This Spirit offers us power to level up. We can become the people God wants us to be. We can power up our faith. Add to it goodness. Level up with knowledge. Practice self-control. Engage perseverance. Lock in godliness. And boost it all with love. You can change the world with God's help. You can power up.
Wasn't that awesome? So there's all kinds of bonus content that you can get for Instagram marketing, for making your own custom slides and everything. And that's just a small little add-on that you can use. It's completely optional. It's not necessary for the curriculum, but it helps you raise the bar and raise the bar, especially on your communication and marketing of your next kids church unit. If you're not familiar with IT Bible Curriculum, please do go check it out. You just go to kidology.org/IT because kids need it. God's word has it, and now you can teach it, and I think you'll find it's really cool. I don't want to take any more time to talk about it, so just go to kidology.org/IT, check it all out, or /power up to learn all about this latest series, which remember, it's completely free to our All Access members. So you are getting a full Kids Church curriculum for about a third of what most curriculums cost. Plus, you get everything else on Kidology on top of it as gravy. It's one of the best deals you can find anywhere. The last thing I want to bring up before we dive into our communication hacks is just a Kidmin World Challenge. Many of you, in fact, probably most of my listeners are familiar with Jumpstart 3, the best scripture music in the you know verse. Remember Jeff McCullough? Well, you may know if you're on Facebook that Jeff and his family are going through a really hard time. Jeff was diagnosed with cancer. He went in for some emergency surgery. And to put it mildly, there were some hiccups in that surgery. In fact, he literally died for several minutes. God miraculously preserved him and saved him. Now he's going through radiation treatment. And as you can imagine, for a composer, a writer, and performer, this is a challenging season for his family because he's unable to work and to travel and to bring in the income that their family needs. And so I want to challenge you to do what I did. Go to jumpstart3.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll find just a very small little button for PayPal where you can donate to Jeff's ministry, which supports his family. And I would encourage you, I don't care if you pause this podcast, to go send Jeff some encouragement, some tangible expression that he has meant something to you, he has meant something to your ministry, and you now want to give back to him. So let's dive in to some communication hacks. I'm going to cover three arenas. I'm going to cover email, which is one of our main ways of communicating. I'm going to cover social media, whether you currently are on the ball with social media, or maybe it's something you haven't got into because you don't have the time. I'm going to give you some hacks to make it a little bit easier. And then lastly, video editing. Now, some of you listening to this like, man, I don't even know how to do video editing. Well, then you especially are going to enjoy the hacks I'm going to give you because you don't have to become an amazing video editor. And if you already do, it never hurts to learn some ways you can save time because some videos don't merit hours of production time if they're a one-time use or they're just a highlight video or something. So I'm going to show you how I make amazing highlight videos in a fraction of the time of when I actually just do the whole thing myself. So let me back up. And let's start with email hacks, all right? Now, the first one I'm going to give you is going to sound like kind of no duh, but I can tell you I've learned from my coaching experience and conversations with people, a lot of people don't bother to do this. And this is simply this, to create communication groups in your address book. Now, whether you're on a Mac or a PC or whatever you use, you have groups of people that you often need to communicate with. Now, through your church planning center, CCB, or whatever management system you use, you've probably got lists and categories, and you can send out mass communications, and that's great. I'm talking about the personal communication that you do to communicate with the leaders in your ministry. When you set up groups, very unique groups, to your tech team, to your kids church team, to whether it's childcare workers, security team, you know, whatever it is, when you bother to set those up and you give them a name, it not only makes it faster because you can just start to enter that group name and it populates with everyone on that team, but it also ensures you don't leave anybody out. Have you ever forgotten and left someone out and they didn't get the communication? You're like, I don't want to tell them that I totally spaced on adding them to that communication. So take the time to think through who are the people that I communicate with the most. Take the time to put them in your phone, in your address book, and to communicate them. One of the things I use in my iPhone is under first name, last name, there's company. Well, I usually leave that blank because I don't really need it. I use that company field for all the ways that this person relates to me and or the ministry. And so I'll put in there Yosemite Summit, the year that they went to Yosemite with me, and they call and I instantly see, man, this guy was on the summit way back in 2012. I use that, and then I'll just put a comma and I may put they're a level upper. They were part of level up coaching, and I'll put an 01, the first session. And so I use that company line for all the different things, and that also helps me assign them to groups for fast communication. So that's the first thing you should do. Take the time to do it. It'll save you a lot of time down the road and save you mistakes. Number two, all right? This is a big one. Whenever I share this with coaching students, they're always like, why didn't I ever think of this? I wish I'd thought of this many years before. Now, you all know what an email signature is, right? And you know you can customize your signature. So I've got one signature that's for church. It's got my church name, title, email, phone number, church mission statement, you know. And then I've got one for Kidology. And of course, it has in there, you know, equipping and encouraging those who minister to children. It's got my Kidology email. Then I've got my personal one just from my Mac email account. And I actually have a funny little line on there under the signature that says, I always wondered why Frisbees got bigger the closer they get to you. And then it hit me. So I always try to put a fun little joke in there. Well, you can use email signatures for more than just a signature. The point of a signature is that you don't have to type all that contact info every single time you write an email, right? And duh, we've been doing that since the advent of emails, right? Well, there's a lot of other things that you don't want to have to retype all the time. In fact, anytime you find yourself typing an email or explaining something for at least the third time, you know, once is an accident, you know, twice is a coincidence, three times is a pattern, right? That principle applies in so many areas. I could do a whole podcast on that principle. So when you get to that pattern, it's time to stop writing the email, open up a notepad, craft that email, replace the name with hello, and put all caps parent or all caps volunteer, all cap name, you know, and then you begin to write it and personalize it. Then you go into your signature management. I'm not going to show how to do that on my Mac because everyone's got different systems, but you go into signature, you assign that signature to that email address. And then the next time I hit reply, I'm able to have it customized. I'll give you a real practical example. Right now with PowerUp, we are going to have a renewed emphasis on my Minecraft Realm, because it's a video game series. And so the Minecraft Realm, it gives me a place to play with kids, give challenges, chat with them during the week. If you want to learn more about that or what is a Minecraft Realm, you can go back to podcast 155, and it was all about connecting with today's digital kids. I go into that in great detail, as well as other ways connecting with today's digital kids. But we just pushed this on Sunday. I'm going to have a lot of signups. Parents just zap a QR code, takes them to a form where they give me their name, email, that goes over the rules. They grant permission for me to be communicating with their kids. They give me their kids' username and all that. There's a couple of hoops to get into the realm. You know, like I have to friend them, they have to friend me, then I have to send an invite to the realm. And it can be a little tedious. So the very first email I got, not the third, the first, because I knew there'd be more than one or two or three, instead of answering them, I wrote a template. And the template says basically, dear parent, delighted that you're, and I put child name. Always make it one word. Take the spaces out of your markers like that, because then you can just double click on it, highlights it, type in the kid's name. I'm so delighted that your kid wants to join the realm. It's going to be fun. There's a few steps and hoops to make it all happen, but it's worth it because soon they'll be able to play and build and explore with the other kids from High Point as well as with me. And so then I explain the steps. I give them the join link. I explain where the username can be found and all that. And then I save it as a signature. Then I go back to that first form I got, hit reply, and I personalize. I put not only the kid's name, sometimes they filled out two forms for two kids, and I say this name and that name. But it saves me a ton of time in drafting all of those emails, gives me a way to save time, but also to personalize. So email signatures can be powerful, but here's the secret. It's not just those things that come up where you find yourself writing the same message over and over. It can be used strategically for a lot more than that. You need to think through, what are the emails that you send on a regular basis? People who have visited on Sunday and you want to email them, those who have expressed an interest in the children's ministry, or maybe you talked to them on Sunday and said, I'll send you some more information. Maybe those who've already filled out the application and they're ready to shadow. Whatever the different stages are, you can write emails thoughtfully for each of those stages and have them ready to go as signatures. All right, I want to give you a couple of samples. If you don't already have Kidology's ultimate toolbox for children's ministry, you got to get this. It is gold. It's a blueprint for your entire ministry. And I just want to give you a sample here of two of the messages that I've written, that I actually have them right here in the book. And in the show notes, I'll have a download link to where you can actually get these as a Word document. But here's just one sample of an invitation email to a potential volunteer. It says, dear name, right? Thanks for your interest in serving in our children's ministry at, you put in your church, our goal is to make Sunday the best day of our kids' week. Why? Because when kids are having fun, they keep returning and they keep learning. Now, at High Point, I actually say our goal is we want to make Sunday the high point of your kids' week. When I was at a church called The Rock, we said our goal is to make Sundays rock for your kids. So you kind of come up with your own lingo. Then I go on to say, we want every child who comes through our doors to feel loved, to come to know Christ, and to find a place where they can grow through fun and life-changing experiences. You'll notice I didn't have to read that because it's memorized, because that's actually our ministry's vision statement. Then it goes on to say, a big key to our success is having volunteers who love God and enjoy serving with children. We're always seeking people who are faithful, teachable, and take their role seriously. You're kind of laying out like what your expectation is. Even as we have a ton of fun ministering to kids. If that's you, please complete the ministry application and return it to me. We also ask that all volunteers read, sign, and understand our child protection policies. And after you pass your background check, just letting them know about that, we'll ask you to watch some training videos, schedule you up to observe in a ministry area, and then schedule you to serve. Thank you for your patience in this application process. You know, sometimes it's a little bit of a hurdle. There's some hoops to go through, and you're just kind of being upfront about that and preparing them and selling the process. Here it goes. We assure parents that every volunteer is both screened and trained to ensure a safe environment and a great experience for their kids. I'm eager to see you as a part of the children's ministry team. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. I'm here to serve you as you serve our kids. So that's an email to a potential volunteer. Let me just share one more with you. This is a sample of the welcome email, right? That now they're a volunteer. They've gone through all the hoops and they're ready to start serving. Too often we just place them and we're done. Like the dating's over. Now we're married to them. We just don't even bother dating them anymore. No, we got to continue to woo them and to encourage them and to keep on pouring into them. And so I send them this email. Dear name, right? I'm so excited you're joining our children's ministry team at our church, serving in whatever ministry they're serving in. We have so much fun ministering to the kids each week. Our goal is to make learning about Jesus and God's word fun and life-changing for our kids. That's a restatement of the mission statement. Attached is a bunch of important stuff. Please start by reading the attached letter and then thoughtfully go through all the rest of the material included. There's some hoops to get set up initially, but let me tell you, it's all worth it. I want you to know that I'm here for you as well as the kiddos. If you have any questions about your own faith journey or have questions or needs, I'm your pastor too. Please don't hesitate to talk and let me know. Make sure they know that this is a relationship that they have initiated with you, and you care about them, not just what they do for you. And you'll notice some informal language. I use the word stuff. I use the word kiddos because I want this to sound like it's from me. So I write it the way I talk. I don't want to sound like a form letter. Like this is how I would write if I was actually typing this every single time. Also, serving in kids isn't a reason to skip big church, as we call it in kids ministry. We expect you to attend the adult service even on the Sundays when you serve kids. As we like to say, attend one, serve one. Now, if you don't have two services and people take a break, that may be your situation. But when they have that opportunity to go to church, I want to let them know, like, hey, this is not escape from big church. We want you to be well fed. All right, so then it goes on. If you serve first service and attend the second service or vice versa, that's why everyone can join us for the volunteer huddle at 8:30. All right, if you don't do that, you should. It's awesome. We pray together. We get updates. We see who's here. And we get ready for another awesome Sunday right before the kids begin to arrive. Then you can hustle off to first service if you're serving second service, or just start greeting kids for the first service. And then I go on to explain what our ministry looks like. I'm excited you're joining the team. You'll be getting some emails to accept and decline assignments. You can text me if you need help. If you have any questions, let me know. So this is part of the Ultimate Toolbox. There's so many samples, so many forms. In fact, if you really want to dive into communication, there's a whole roadmap in here, including talking about defining your communication arenas so that you specifically tailor what you communicate to each group, how often, and by what means. It's powerful stuff. So don't underestimate the power of signatures. The third thing on email that I'm going to mention, you may use MailChimp or Constant Contact or some other tool for sending emails. Every time I finish a newsletter, before I hit send, I save it as a template. All right, and that's a little trick that I've learned, because next time I'm not starting from scratch. I open the previous template or one of the others, because sometimes those items, you're going to reuse them or you're going to tweak them, or even a year later, you can go back and pull that block about Promotion Sunday or pull that block about Vacation Bible School, change the graphic, change the dates, and a lot of your lingo's there, and no one's going to notice, but that's the same paragraph he sent me last year. But you're going to notice that you're not sitting there composing from scratch every time. All right, let's move on. Social media. You should be promoting your ministry on Facebook and on Instagram. I've done other training on other podcasts. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes of what to communicate, what, where, when, and how. But one of the things that will save you time is a gem of a website. I almost hate to give it away because I want it to be like my own little secret, but it's buffer.com. In the App Store, you'd search for Buffer app. Buffer is a website that allows you to plan social media posts and then schedule them when you want them to go out. You're like, I don't have time to do all the social media stuff. You can do it once a week. You can take 10, 15 minutes, write all your social media posts, and then you can buffer them out. You can choose what days they go out, what times they go out, and you can get it all done at once, and you're done for the whole week. And you can even make it look like you're posting 30, 50 times a week, because the way social media is, if people miss it, they miss it. It's like water going down a river. If they're not standing at the shore looking at the water when your message floats by, they miss it. But they might be there 6 hours later standing on the beach and see your message go by. So the more you put it out there, the better it will be. Buffer app allows you to do that. And the best part is, I'm clicking on pricing here, it's free. All right, it's free for 3 social channels, 10 scheduled posts, and 1 user. Set up a generic email user account so that other leaders can use it as well. And if you want to move it up to 8 social channels and 100 scheduled posts, it's $15 a month. But you can get a nonprofit discount. That's what we've got. I don't know if they still offer it. Maybe we've been grandfathered, but contact them and say, hey, do you have a discount? We're a small church, but we love your app and we would love to use it. And most websites, most companies will give you a nonprofit discount. So Buffer is awesome. The other one I would mention is you need to download some apps that save you time in creating graphics, where it'll do all the fancy words and the different fonts and the different effects. And I'm not going to give you a specific one because people listen to this podcast years from now. What I want you to do is click in the show notes, go down to the Facebook discussion in our Kidology group for this podcast, and look in the comments. I'm going to post several of my favorites, links directly to the App Store. There'll be Apple App Store links, but you can usually search the same name in your other App Store, whatever it happens to be, Google Play, whatever, and you can find those apps. And let me give you a tip. Never subscribe to an app. All these apps today, they want $5 a month, $10 a month. Email them and just say, I don't subscribe to apps, but I'm willing to buy it. They will often send you a link to another version of the app, slightly different name, that you can purchase. Maybe $15, $10. I think the most I've paid is $30 for an app, but it's worth it if it's going to make me more efficient, do my job quicker, and then I can use it for years to come, and I just paid for it once. So that's a great tip. All right, let's move on to video editing. Again, if you have any question about social media, just put them in the comments below this podcast on our Facebook group, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. Or better yet, sign up for Level Up Coaching, kidology.org/level-up, and I'll be happy to coach you through building out your whole marketing for your church, right? Video editing. Who has time to learn Premiere or Final Cut Pro or iMovie? You know, that can be very intimidating. Those of us who do it, we love it, and we learn all these tweaks and transitions and green screening and all this stuff. But most people don't have time for that. And if you can't do it quickly, you may not want to do it. I saw a friend of mine posted just this week on Facebook a little meme that said, "You're a pastor, not a graphic designer." And I thought, ooh, that kind of stung a little bit. But the point is, we should not be spending all of our time on video editing and graphic design. There's people we could hire to do that. In fact, let me just throw out there Fiverr.com. It's Fiverr.com. You can get all kinds of stuff done dirt cheap and support people in other countries making video transitions for you and making your logo animated, all kinds of things you can do. So look in the notes. I'll drop a couple of my favorites. If you've got an app you use for bubble captions or making memes or whatever, throw them there in the comments. Let's share those apps with each other, because the right app can save you so much time. All right. So powerful. Oh, I jumped back up in my outline to apps for social media, but video editing. All right. Here's the gold ones. The first one I want to share with you is called Animoto.com. It's Animoto.com. This is a website where you can put in video clips, short ones, and pictures, and you can pick themes. You can pick their music royalty free, or you can upload your own, make sure it's royalty free, and it'll slice it and dice it and make pictures flip and rotate and go to the music, and it's amazing. Now, you don't get as much control as video editing. So you kind of put it all in there, and you can put captions on pictures and text frames, and then you hit preview video and you watch it. It kind of buffers a little bit, it plays it. If there's something really wrong with it you don't like maybe it's similar pictures next to each other or one kid's not in there, whatever, you can then cancel and move the pictures around. I try to evenly space out individual pictures, group pictures, you know, far back pictures, close-up pictures, and you can even tweak the video clips, what part it's going to show. And you just kind of keep playing with it and rendering it, playing with it and rendering it until you find one that you like. In fact, if you go to kidology.org/highlight videos, you'll see a post about the value of highlight videos, but a ton of samples of ones I've done. And most of those, not all, but most of those I made in Animoto, because we need to be stewards, not just of our money, but of our time. And sometimes I give myself a deadline. You know what? I'm going to spend an hour on this video and that's it. And at the end of an hour, I'm exporting whatever it is. Because the truth is, the little things that you'll see as a perfectionist, others won't. So there's some things, if I'm just doing a highlight reel from a Sunday morning or a quick event, I may just discipline myself to just export it once. And then, okay, I may export it twice. But I say, you know what, I'm going to spend 20 minutes on this and I'm going to be done. And I'm going to share it to social media and in our Facebook group, you know. And but if it's something that's a big event like Easter or Nerf Wars, whatever, I'll take more time, because that's not only a highlight video. Next year, it's a promotional video. And so it's worth the extra time, because next year I'm going to be promoting the event by showing how amazing last year's was. The other app you got to look up, and it's available both Android and Apple, is called Quik. It's Q-U-I-K. Now, this is an app made for GoPros, all right? But you don't have to have a GoPro. In fact, the app is free and it's very similar, except it's made for video. So you can take longer videos and put them in there. You can get in a little deeper if you want. You can actually choose highlight spots you want to make sure are included. You kind of watch it and scroll and just tap. And wherever you tap, it includes a little before and a little after that moment. In fact, if you are in my drone Facebook group, you're probably not, many people aren't. I have a drone Facebook group, and it's just because I don't want to overwhelm my wall with all my drone videos. Not everybody likes me droning on about my drone, right? So you can go to Facebook, you can search Carl's Drone Life, all one word, Carl with a K, obviously. And most of my drone videos I did in the Quik app. In fact, I do them right when I drone, because I don't have time later. It's not a priority to go back later and make a drone video of me flying around a park or wherever I was with my drone. So I literally fly my drone, download the video, throw it into the Quik app, whip out a fun video. My wife jokes that she has all the tunes memorized, because there's like, I don't know, a dozen to pick from. And I'm always reusing the same ones. But it's just because I want to make a fun video to help remember, you know, flying over Vail, Colorado, or flying, you know, in a cool location, and or even church events. Well, you can take church video. If you just take like a ton of video of kids looking for Easter eggs, you can throw that in the Quick app and end up with a really cool video that highlights your event, but no one's going to sit and watch a 15-minute video or a 30-minute video, right? Drone videos are cool, the view and everything, but no one wants to watch this slow, you know, traveling around. And so when it's a little, it's really cool. So check out the Quick app. Of course, there's premium features if you want to pay more. But like I said, the free version is quite adequate, and it will really help you with your video editing. So those are some hacks for you to check out. And I bet they'll save you a ton of time. Hey, I always love to hear your feedback on the show. You can reach me at carl@kidmantalk.com. You can post in the comments or on Facebook. Thank you for letting me hang out with you. I want to know what some of your communication hacks are, right? So if you've got a website or a tool or a little tip or a trick or something to do that you do that saves you time, well, then I want to know what that is too, because we all are limited in the amount of time we have each week to get so much done. Anything we can do that can actually raise the quality and take less time, man, that is a real blessing, all right? Thanks for hanging out with me again. If you don't have your ultimate toolbox for children's ministry, so much gold in there, go to kidology.org/toolbox, read all about it, and I'll see you next time.